Okay, today is Menachas Daf Mem Gimel, and we are Pei Gimel. It's still early in the morning, and we are on Pei Beis Amid Beis. We are in the middle of a brisa. Another brisa that's trying to find the makar that Pesach Eino Ba Ela Min Hachulin. We mentioned in the Mishnah yesterday on Pei Beis Amid Aleph that if somebody promises to bring a carbon toda, so then one has to bring it from Chulin, and really all items of Chova have to be brought from Chulin. As we mentioned, this is a sugi that comes up in Maaser Ksafim. But the Gemara, the Mishnah quoted one source for that halacha of Kol Davar Shebechova Eino Ba Ela Min Hachulin from the Zavach to Pesach Hashem Alkecha Tzonu Bakar. We compare Tzonu Bakar because we know Pesach cannot come from Bakar. So we say that's just to teach me that all animals are brought from Min Hachulin. But we mentioned that all works out according to Eliezer Shita. Rabbi Akiva says you can't learn from there because Ein Donin Efshar Misha'i Efshar. And we went through the Shakla V'Tarya between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Eliezer, including the important line of Ein Meshivin Ala Hekesh. So we are up to what does Rabbi Akiva, what is his source for this principle? If he rejects the one from the Mishnah, what is his source for Kol Davar Shebechova Eino Ba Ela Min Hachulin? So it's going to come from this brisa all the way at the end. But meanwhile, we quote many other halachas having to do with the brisa. So let's start again from the beginning of the brisa. Nafka Lemehad Amar, about 10 lines up from the bottom. Nafka Lemehad Amar Shmuel Mishum Rabbi Eliezer. Zo Satora La Ola Vela Mincha Vela Chatas Vila Asham, Vila Milu, and Elizabeth Hashlamim. So we compare the end of Parshas Tzav, when the Torah summarizes all the karbanos, it says, these are the laws of all these karbanos. So what is this actual pasuk teaching me? We know, we just spoke about all the karbanos. What are all these, this pasuk teaching me? So we say it's compare all the karbanos to each other. So first we say, Ola. What is Ola? Ma Ola Teuna Kli. I've called Teuna Kli. Just like Ola requires a Kli, so too all karbanos. So Mahi, what type of Kli are we talking about? Ilema Mizrak. If we're talking about a Mizrak, the bowl that the blood is caught in. So Gabi Zivchei Shalmit Tzibur Nami Ksivayasem Baganos. So when it comes to Zivchei Shalmit Tzibur, the Shlamim that are Tzibur, so that also says Beferish Vayasam Baganos. It says it by Har Sinai. So therefore, we already have a source for that, so we wouldn't need it to we wouldn't need an Ola to teach me to the other Karbanos. So therefore, why do we need a Pasuk there? It must not be to teach me Mizrak. So Ela Sakin. It must be to teach me that you need a knife. You can't just use what? You can't just use a sharp edge. Right, something that there's a certain standard of the item that has to be used for shechita. You have to use a sakin, which we'll get back to in a minute. V'yola gufa minala. Let's just finish what we did yesterday. So how do you know ola first, and then we learned it to other karbanos, but how do you know ola dechsiv? Because the pasuk says by the akeda. He takes the machel, he takes the knife to shech the son. And there it says Ola, because he should give an Ola instead of his son. So you see, he's called an Ola, and he wants to take a knife to shech the son. So that is the source that Ola requires a knife. So too, we compare that to all other karbanas. If you remember, we discussed in a Tuesday night shiur a couple of months ago, what exactly does this mean? That sakin shechita requires a knife. Because if you look in back in the Tosfos, thank you, at the beginning of Ezel Makoman, Tosfos points out, we mentioned this a number of times, it's always good to review the important sugyas of Seder Kachin. Tosfos pointed out, the first Tosfos in Ezel Makoman, Zvachem Daf Mem Zayin Amar Aleph, that the Mishnah there does not say knife. Shechitasan batzafon, v'kibol damon, b'klishares batzafon. It doesn't say shechitasan b'klishares batzafon. Right? If you're just saying klishares, you should have mentioned it in the first avoda, not the second avoda. So, Rabbeinu Ephraim, quoted in Tosfos there, is medaktik. Rabbeinu Ephraim, ha'yid medaktik mikan, delo be'inan sakin b'shechita. You don't need sakin. It used to be against our Gemara. You don't need sakin, says Tosfos. Midolok tani shita shechitasan b'klisharis b'safon. Kizik tani kabe kabbalah. Umitol kachas yishaper. And that's why the Gemara in Chulin, on Dav Gimel, which says that kagotche bada kromish shalkana v'shachat ba. Gemara comes up with an ukimta to answer up a different question, that he took a reed and he fashioned it into a sharp utensil and he shechted with it, that's fine, because you don't need a knife. And then that's what Rabbi Ephraim holds. But then Tosa says, V'i efshar lomarkin. You can't say that because to besof perakatoda. That's us, we're on the last off of perakatoda. To besof perakatoda, it says you need a knife. Argamara. Ubisof dam chatas, darish midachsiva, yikach samachelas, dolo tunakli. Didn't Rabbi Ephraim do daf yomi? He got up to the last daf in Atoda, and he knows that it says here that you need a knife. So how could he suggest that one doesn't need a knife? What about that Gemara in Chulin, Kroma Shokana? No, that's a case where you took a reed and you made it into a knife. Does the Chiddush of that Gemara, that doesn't have to be metal. But it can be any sharp instrument once you give it a shame kli, once you make it into a knife. Why don't we have in the Mishnah there in Ezel Makoman, the first line, why doesn't it say, Shechitasan Bikli Share Spatsafon? If you really need a knife, why doesn't it say it there? So it says, Tosa says, Vaidlo Tanan Hacha, Shechitasan Bikli Share Spatsafon, Kidetan Bekabala, Lo Dami, to Bekabala Nami, Lo Hiskira Kli, Elamishum de Boishi Ekagab Kli Batsafon. It's just telling you the north factor. So once it says the north factor, that the animal has to be in the north, it also says that the kli has to be in the north. But it's not that the Mishnah is coming to teach me what needs a kli and what doesn't need a kli. And that's why even if something is left out, it is no raya. But right here in Tosfos, two deis. In Tosfos, what is required for shechita? You got to figure out what Rabbi Ephraim does with our Gemara. Our Gemara says kli, so according to him, you have one of two choices. Either you can say it's a machlokas asugyas. It's a machlokas. Machlokas, whether you need a sakin or nothing, or less than a socket, any sharp instrument. That is one understanding. The other way that he might understand it is like the Rambam. Might be like the Rambam Shita. The Rambam has two tracks for Shita. The Rambam Menachas Maisa Karbanis says, Kol azvachim ein shochten osam lechatchila, ela besakin mikli shares. You need a knife. V'yim shachad b'chol davar sheshochten bo'achulin, afilu b'kroma shalkana kisheirim. The Rambam has lechatchila b'di'evet. Lechatchila knife, b'di'evet anything. That is the important shita of the Rambam. So, maybe that's the shita of Rabbi Ephraim. It doesn't sound that way. Rabbi Ephraim just says you don't need. So you don't need, but the question is, what does he do with that Gemara? But that is the, these are a couple of the suggestions. The last sheet I wanted to mention was that sheet in the Ritva on Dav Gimel in Maseches Chulin, on that Gemara by Kromish Alkana. So there the Ritva says, if I can find it, the Ritva says in Chulin, right here, Avala Mechuver Yoser, he's speaking like a real brisker, the Ritva. The Sakin, I should say the briskers are speaking like a real Ritva. That's what we should say. Avon lechuver yoser doesn't sound as, we don't know what's the real ritva. But avon lechuver yoser, the sakid du mukdashin kli sharesu, lakadish hadam ksas, umiyu, lefisha ein shchita ma'akeves hakodesh, shaharek sheira bizarim upsulim, eina gomeres kedushas dam legamre ad kabalaso. Ulefichach, eina sakin chash of kli shares li pasul biyotse. Vichulu, and he continues, and then we'll explain it. Ela al karka boy lomar shina tuna klisher is gumur li pasul biyotze but afkamina namish osno social aids afilu le rebbe. The Ritva says there are two levels of klisheres. There's a complete klisheres gumur and then a quasi klisheres the mixas. He comes up with a new category of klisheres, not a full one but a partial one. That's what the yifer shlita comes up with, a middle case of klisheres. Klisheres b'mixas comes up with a new category. Yeah, but either way, that's because he's bothered by all these gemaras, putting it together. But that is important, relating to what our Gemara says right here, that you need a kli for shechita, really various different shechitas in the Rishonim, what exactly is needed for shechita by Ola, which is then brought over to the other Karbanos. Okay. Interesting, though, that it all started with Avram Avinu. And it's not even called Sakin there, it's called a Ma'acheles. Called the Ma'acheles. Rashi there quotes Tupshatim in Vayera. Why is it called Ma'acheles? Some say because we eat the schar of that mitzvah forever and ever. That's why it's called Ma'acheles, according to some. Okay, here we go. So that is point one of the Braisa. Remember, the last point of the Braisa, all the way in the middle of the next Amud, is the reason we bring this Braisa here. But point one of the Braisa, what is the word Chata's doing? What is the word Ola doing? Teaching me Sakin. Next, three lines to the bottom. Mincha. What is the word Mincha teaching me in that pasuk? Ma Mincha eina ne'achelas ela lezichre kuhuna. Just like Mincha is only eaten by male Kohanim, because Mincha is an example of Kadshe Kachim. Kadshe Kachim can only be eaten by Meo kahanim, not even their wives. Afko ein echal and olazichay kahuda. So too, all kachay kachim could only be eaten by zichay kahuna. There is a discussion that the Minchas Chinuch has. What about ketanim? In the mitzvah of achilas mincha, are 10-year-olds? Is a 10-year-old boy any better than a adult woman, a gdola? So the Minchas Chinuch assumes, yes, a cotton could eat it. The question is, what do you mean you could eat it? Ask the Minchas Chinuch, is there a Mrs. Asay Daraisa to eat it? So how could you give it to a katan? So that's where the Minchas Chinuch comes up with this chiddush. We mentioned this in Mitzvah Shir last week. The chiddush being that there's only a mitzvah for each kohen to eat a kezais. Once a kezais is eaten, so then the rest of the karban is just a mitzvah that it does not become nosar. And therefore you can give it to katanim. Ketanim aren't a lack of zichrei kahuna, even though a woman is. That's the chiddush of the Minchas Chinuch. Nowhere do you find that it's a katan is mufka. So why is it? Aren't you leaving over a mitzvah? No. Once you do eat a kezayis, every kohen must be a lot of minchas there, because every kohen in the Beis Av, there's a lot of kohanim every day that are working in the Beis Hamikdash. But once every kohen eats a kezayis, whatever is left over could then be eaten by the ketanim. That's the chiddush of the Minchas Chinuch, on the mitzvah of achilas shiarei menachas. This relates to the general chasam sofer that we mentioned, and that is maybe by all karbanas, chasam sofer suggests, the mitzvah is that it should be eaten, not that I have to eat it, except for Karban Pesach. So then you would say even less. The Minchas Chinuch Ali says that every kohen has to eat a kezayis first, and then the rest is to be eaten. Chasam sofer suggested that by every karban, possibly. The Beis Halevi says it's beferish. By every carbon except carbon Pesach, the mitzvah is on the chefza to be eaten and not on the person to eat it. Not on the kohen. But either way, here the limud is that only zichrei kahuna could eat kachi kachim. So,
why nechal, then? Why nechal,
if the mitzvah is so that it should be eaten, so why should women be excluded? So you could still say that it should be eaten by certain individuals. Right, it's still mufka. Kachi kachim is a kohen karban, right? And if you're not a kohen, if you're a czar, then you can't eat it. That's the chiddush, is that maybe ketanim asili de kahuna, and that's why they're not called czar, unlike women, unlike Yisraelim, unlike other categories. Viter, so am I. So what do we need this for? For which karban do we need to learn that kachi kachim could only be eaten by the male kohanim? Ichat is for asham. If we're talking about Chatas and Asham, the head yiksev, it already says it by Chatas and Asham, right? Rashi quotes on top the pasuk in Sefer Bamidbar, "V'zeh yelacha mikachi akadashim mina eish l'kol Chatasam l'kol Ashamam," and it says right next to them "Bakodesh akadashim," so it calls it kachi kachim, right? So you learn it from that pasuk in Bamidbar. So back to the Gemara, "E zivchei shalmei tzibur." If for that is the only shlamim that is kachi kachim. It's the only shlamim that is a carbon sibur. It's the only shlamim that is kachi kachim. That is the keves that Meir Bar Beis Hamikdash we will bring a week from tomorrow, right? A week from tomorrow, which is the first day of Shavuos, we'll bring the kipsi atzeres. So me ribuya. I'm sorry. Week from today, right? Last night we counted 6 weeks. Ish levach shamit sibur me ribuya the krasi. So zivach shamit sibur. You also know that from the pasuk there. Bakodesh hakodeshim tochlanu. Call Zachar Yochaloso. So Limeda Zivchi Shami Sibur Shein Echalin Ella Lizikre Kahuna. So says the Pasuk in Bamidbar, also including the Zivchi Shami Sibur. So what is it? You don't need this Pasuk. So the Gemara answers Tanoi. It's really a Machlokas Tanoim. Ika Demaisila Mehacha, the Ika Demaisila Mehacha. It's Machlokas, which Pasuk? Some use this Pasuk from our Brisa. So that's would be this opinion. Okay, so that's what you learn from Mincha. Chatas. What do we learn from Chatas? So, ma chatas mikacha bibalua, Yerodea, Tzadik Aleph. Yerodea Simon Tzadik Aleph. Thank you. Ma chatas mikacha bibalua, just like the carbon chatas is mikadish bibalua, meaning if a chatas, carbon, a piece of fatty, hot meat of a chatas, goes next to a piece of meat of a shlamim, so then you got to treat that meat, the shlamim, like a chatos. It's limited because chatos is mekadesh bebalua. When the taste is nivla, is swallowed up into the other item, so then it achieves and it takes me to give it the status of a chatos. So ma chatos mekadesh bebalua, afko mekadesh bebalua. Just like a chatos is mekadesh the whatever it touches. As Rashi says again, Rashi quotes the pasuk on the fourth line, Dechsiv, kol asher yiga bivsara. So we dash in from the word bivsara, asher yivla bivsara, and Rashi quotes kagon, shayu shtei chatichos achas shlamim v'achas shel basar chatas, you have two pieces of meat, v'nafal min achatas al hashlamim, v'nivla ba, and a piece fell on each other, and it gets balu in there, yeyachel, or yochal kachomer sheba, liyom v'layla kachatas, then it is limited to be eaten like a chatas. That is the sugya of blia. Again, this is a huge sugya in, and as we learn it for all karbanas, whenever karbanas are nivla with each other, so then one takes the halachas of the chamer sheba. This is a halach in Yeridea, even forgetting kachim. We know it's simin sadek aleph in echos basar b'chalav, where the different halachas, are they hot or are they cold? So if, that's the first question that anyone asks whenever they call up a rav with a question. So this happens. The first question is, what was the temperature? Because we paskin, there's no blia by cold. There's no immediate blia by cold. There are certain taste transfers while it's cold, but you need something else. For example, kavish kemavushal. If something stays in a container or stays somewhere for 24 hours, then the taste transfer might take place even without heat. But for immediate taste transfer, so then one requires heat. If cold milk falls on a cold piece of steak, the halacha is, you just wash it off. Just wash it off if it's all cold. There's no taste transfer. Taste transfer, like it says here, bibalua, is only when there's heat. The Shulchan Aruch says, in Yoredeya, in Simen Tzadik Aleph Sifah, Heichi diamrinan de'eno oser ella kidei klipa. When do I say that there's an isser of cutting off the edge kidei klipa? Right? Sometimes the question is, when do you have to take off kidei klipa? Meaning the outer edge. When is it totally treif? When does it go into the entire meat? That's what the Shulchan Aruch here says. Heichi diamrinan de'eno oser ella kidei klipa. When do you only take off the outer edge? Kishein shem achas me'achaticho shmeina. If neither of the chatifos are fatty, shemaisa shmeina kula asura. If it was fatty and there might have been taste transfer and they're both greasy, so even by cold, two greasy cold things, also it's very hard to get it off, even if it's cold. So there we would say there's no taste transfer, but it's hard to get off one grease from the other one, so you got to cut off the outer edge. V'chein chaverta asura kula b'yashuman mefapea. But if it is all cold and dry, not fatty, then you just wash it off. If it's fatty, then you have to wash it off. But that is the halacha, as long as if two of them are hot, so then one has to, that's in the previous halacha, in Tzadik Aleph, Simen Dalid, Sif Dalid, the Shulchan Aruch says, Basar v'chalav roschin, shenis arvu yachad, v'afilu, well, we'll skip the v'afilu for a second, but if they're both nis arvu yachad, so then there's taste transfer. What if one is hot and one is cold? So then what's the halacha? If they're both cold, we just said nothing. If they're both hot, then everything. What if one is hot, one is cold? That's the sugyim sachim, ayin vav. Well, it depends. That's the machlokas tata'ogvar or ila'ogvar. What wins? The thing on top or the thing on the bottom? We paskin tata'ogvar. You go by the thing on the bottom. Either because scientifically we can explain the heat rises or the pressure that's put on from the top on the bottom one. Either that's what we paskin. The Shulchan Aruch says, V'afilu basar tzonein l'toch chalav roseach. O chalav tzonein l'toch basar roseach hakol aser mishum de tata'a gvar. The shach k'shatachton shu roseach mechameim o elyon ha-tzonein. That's what we paskin. But av a chalav roseach shnav al basar tzonein. What if the opposite? Hot falls on cold. Right, it comes up. Let's say you have a piece of hot and something splashes. Tata'a gvar and yilog gvar. It comes up in the Shabbos too. But in that case, then you just wipe off the outer layer. That's Oser Kedei Klifa. Oser Kedei Klifa. Right, that is, and the thing, the other item that fell, that fell from the top is not, the thing on the cold thing on the bottom is not going to be Oser. That is the Yeridea, but that's what it says here, that it is Makadesh Balua, that's only when it comes to heat. Only when it comes to eat. There is a big, well, should we say this now? Let's mention it now. And that is part of this issue of blia, once a little isser goes, let's say a little milk goes into a piece of meat, that might be unique because it's basar b'chalav, let's say a little piece of treif goes into a kosher piece of meat, so that the whole thing becomes asser. That's the sugya of heter mitztarif l'isser. Heter mitztarif l'isser comes up in psachim and in chulin, that even though only a little bit of treif went into this piece of meat, but the whole thing becomes aser because it went into the entire piece of meat. There is just one thought of lamdis, and then we will continue on the amud. One thought of lamdis related to hetem and sarif l'iser, and that is a machlokes rishonim. What if only a tiny amount of iser went in, not enough of a shear went in to be mitzarif to the iser? Do you still say hetem and sarif l'iser? So the kovach shiurim of achanan imsachim in simen kuf ayin dala discusses this, and he quotes a machlokes, the Sara, how do you look at heter misayif l'isser? Does that mean mamish, like it sounds, that isser, that heter becomes usser? Or is it the heter is heter and the isser is isser? But the chiddush is that you don't need a full shear of isser to be usser. All you need is some isser, and then you use the heter to complete the full maisa achila of a kizayis. But it's not that the heter is nefach l'isser. There are nafkaminas that he quotes between these two opinions, but that is his chakira in Simen Kuf Ayin Dal. We're not doing that now because it doesn't come up in the Gemara, so I'm just mentioning it. But that is an important source related to that sugya of heter misayif l'isser, which is in the background of our sugya of Bliya. That's Kuf Ayin Dalid in Rabbi Chanan in Psachim. Okay, though, let's continue there now. Okay. Asham. What does Asham teach us in the Pasuk? Ma Asham ain't Shri Vashil Yakadosh Bo. Just like by Asham, the fetus or the amniotic sac does not have Kedusha. Why not? Because Ashams are males. Right? There never is a Shvir and a Shilya by an Asham. So just like an Asham, there's never Kedusha by its children. Or semi-children. So Avkol ain't Shri Vishilya Kadosh Bo. Right, so too all animals, even though it's possible by other animals, the Shri Vishilya is not Kadosh. Ksavar, and what's the basis of this Shita? Velados Kadshim Bahavayasan Hein Kadoshim. Number one, that babies of Kadshim, fetuses, only become Kadosh when they are born. Bahavayasan Hein Kadoshim. You don't say, like we spoke about a couple of days ago, the Sugi of Uber Yerach Imo. Right, the Gemara does not relate to that sugya here, but the Gemara says by kachim, their kachim existence start when they are born, and v'dan an efshar mishi efshar. And the assumption of the Brisa is that you can learn efshar mishi efshar because by asham it's efshar, and by other kabbalas it's efshar. Meaning this is going like Rabbi Lezer Shita that we had yesterday. Continuing, miluim. What does the word miluim mean at the end of the pasuk? The karbanas miluim. Ma miluim, mosrehen besreifa, ve'ein balechayim mosrehen besreifa. Just like miluim, all that was left over had to be burned, and the live animals, ein balechayim mosrehen besreifa, right? The Bach just changes, takes out that one word. So, just like there, the leftovers had to be burned, but the live animals were not burned. Okay, you learned that halacha as well, that the leftovers have to be burned. That's the mitzvah of Nosar. Anything that had to be left over had to be burned. Shlamim, what does shlamim teach me? Ma shlamim mifaglin u mispaglin. Just like shlamim can create pigol. If I think about pigol, yesterday's mitzvah of the day, if I think about pigol during the shkita of the shlamim, or during the zrika of the shlamim, and at a later avoda, that I'm going to do it chus lezmano, it creates pigol for that part of the animal. Umispaglin. And shlamim can be mispagel. Just like meaning if certain parts of the shlamim can be mispagel, let's say the shtehalechem. Right, that other part of the shlamim, it could cause pigol to others, and it could become pigol. Just like shlamim has that. So afkol mefaglin umispaglin, so too anything that's in the category of pigol can be mefagel umispagel. Remember the rule of pigol was that not everything is subject to pigol, only a davar sheyesh lo matirin. Something that has something else matir it. If it itself is a matir, then it's not subject to pigol. It has to be a davar sheyesh lo matirin. So meat and fats are a davar sheyesh lo matirin, because the blood is matirit to be eaten or to be burned. Blood, for example, is not subject to pigol. If somebody eats blood, so they might be subject to the issur of eating blood, but they're not subject to the issur of pigol, even if the rest of the karban became pigol, because it's a davar she'ein lo matirin, it is matir itself. So that is all the first opinion of the Brisa. We didn't even get to why we brought this Brisa yet. Now we do. Rabbi Akiva. Bimasnisa tana mishrei de Rabbi Akiva. In a parallel Brisa, we said in the name of Rabbi Akiva, a little different in how you darshan the psukim. This Zos HaTorah v'chulu, we quote the whole pasuk, and this is what we say, mincha. So beforehand we darshan mincha as eating kachi kachim. Right, just like only a zichrei kuna can eat it, so too all. So here we darshan it differently. Ma mincha mekadeshes bebalua, af kol mekadeshes bebalua. We use the mincha to teach people here, not chatas. V'yitzroch lemichta chatas, v'yitzroch lemichta bemincha. And we need to have the limud by chatas and by mincha. Why? Because of rechmana bechat bemincha. If I would have only had it by mincha, the concept of a blia asering mishem derechi chabala. Maybe because when it comes to a mincha, it's flour, it's water, it's dough, it's softer. So maybe that's where blia gets in. Aval chatas imalava by a chatas. Maybe I would say there is no blia because steak is harder. V'ikaz of rechmana bechatas. But if I only had a bechatas, I would also have limited it. Mishum de basar agav de shamein kadir by chatas because it is fatty. It kadir. It goes all the way in. Right, it goes, it penetrates all the way. Aval mincha imalava, but by mincha maybe it wouldn't. Tzricha. That's why you need the limud both by chatas and by mincha. Finally, chatas. Chatas. What do I say by chatas? What does the word chatas teach me? Our halacha. Ma chatas eina ba ela min achulin. Just like chatas only comes from chulin, which is what we're looking for. We're looking for the Akiva source. That's why we brought this whole brisa. Just like chatas can only brought from chulin. Meaning, if somebody's mechal Shabbos, b'shogeg, and they have to bring a carbon chatas, they cannot use meiser sheni money to buy their chatas. They have to bring chulin money. That's this din. So ma chatas must come from chulin. U bayom, and it's only bayom. U biyado hayamanis, and the avodas have to be done with the right hand. Afko eno ba'a elemen achulin. U bayom, u biyado hayamanis. Right, so too, all karbanis are chulin, yom, and yado yamanis. Period. Let's continue for a minute, and then we'll talk about the other yamanis. The chatas kufim minalas. How do you know this? How do you know by chatas? Chatas teaches me the other karbanas, but how do you know all these halachas by chatas? Amar of chizda, damar kra. Vehikriv aaron es parachatas, asher lo. Lo, mishal lo. Velo, mishal meiser. Aaron brings the chatas that is his, right, by the karbanos of Yom Kippur, Achremos. So lo, mishal lo. Brings it from him, just like he has to bring his chatas from his own, meaning from his chulin and not from his meiser, so to everybody, whenever they bring their chatas, they have to bring it from their own. That's the source by chatas, then we stretch that to all other karbanas. Period. The Gemara just ends off and saying, by yom. What do you mean? We also not only learn chulin from here, we learn yom and yadu yamanis. Are these the real sources for yom and yadu yamanis? The Gemara says, no. Biyom, mi biyom savosa nafka. We learn that from biyom savosa. That's the puzzle that teaches me all avodos have to be biyom. So he says, you're right, I just threw it in there. It doesn't really mean this is the real source. Once he's saying chatas to other karbanos, it throws this into. But it's not the real source. The same thing with the right hand. So you learn it from Rabbi Rechana. You learn it from there. And it says etzva. So that's what you learn right in. So again, kedei nasva. Lavdafka, the ikar limud here is chulin, and not yom or yadu yamanis. Period. Interesting that by every topic where yadu yamanis is required, you have to ask, so what happens if a lefty did it with his left hand? So by kachim, it seems like it would be possible. Yadavka need yad yamanis. If somebody's a lefty, it might even be, we'll learn Bezrim in Maseches Bechoros, whether a lefty is a mum, whether a lefty is a bal mum for a kohen. Don't worry, he could still check the wood for worms. You can always do that. Even a Bali Mumin can do that. But it could be so. Right hand by Avoda is for sure. What about Kiddush? What about if somebody's a lefty? Anybody lefties here? Right. What about Kiddush? So should a lefty pick up the Kiddush cup by a Koshal Bracha with their left hand or not? Right. What about Lulav? Those are the two we'll talk about. Kiddush and Lulav. Tefillin is his own parsha. Right. You go by the weaker hand. Special drasha by Tefillin. But what about Kiddush and Lulav? There's a steer in the Shulchan Aruch. Steer the Shulchan Aruch, so that is somewhat of a problem. The Shulchan Aruch and Hilchas Kiddush, you're not going to find this in Hilchas Kiddush. You got to look in Hilchas Berachas Hamazon, which is the first time he talks about Koshal Bracha. There, the Shulchan Aruch says that Yesh Misha Omer, Simen Kuf Pei Gimel, Kuf Pei Gimel Hey. Shulchan Aruch says Yesh Misha Omer, Sheim Hamavarech Iter Bilaz Mensinu. I don't know what that is. Sheim Hamavarech Iter. So the Shulchan Aruch here says, a lefty should hold it with his left hand. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says right here. Right? Without any other fanfare. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchas Lulav, doesn't say that. Shulchan Aruch, Taf Reish Nun Aleph, Siv Gimel, Iter Notel Lulav B'Yamin Kol Adam, V'Esrog B'Smol Kol Adam, D'Basar Yamin V'Smol Da'alma Azlinan, V'Lo Basar Yamin V'Smol Didei. The Shulchan Aruch paskins that a lefty holds the lulav and esrog just like a righty. The lulav with the three mitzvahs goes with it in his right hand, and his stronger hand, the left hand, holds the esrog. That's the Shulchan Aruch. That's the stira. The Ramah over here argues. The Ramah in Hilchos lulav says v'yesh omrim dazlina basu yamin didei. Some say you switch it v'yesh litla lulav yamin didei v'esrog b'smol didei. You switch it v'chein nagu v'chein ikker. That's what the Ramah paskins, that a lefty switches. A lefty holds the lulav with his right hand, and the esrog with his, the lulav with his left hand, and the esrog with his right hand. He switches it. The Ramah paskins, v'mhi b'ch yasef, if you did it with the opposite hands, you're yotzi b'dieved. But that is what you do. Why? The svar is, says the Mishnah Berurah explaining, what's the svar of the Shulchan Aruch, that you don't switch it? Because tefillin, only by tefillin is a special din. Tefillin you switch, because it's a special din. Otherwise, not a din of stronger or weaker, it's a din of right. Right is always more chashuv. Well, when you go up to the Mizbeach, what, a lefty that goes up to the Mizbeach makes a left? No. Kol Peter Shat Apone, Ein Apone, L'derech Yamin. To the right is considered more chashuv. So therefore, says the Shulchan Aruch in the first day, you only go, only by tefillin is a special din of a weaker hand. But the other day, the Ramah says that no, you learned it all from tefillin. You learned it all from tefillin. So the question is, what do you do? If there's a Maisa Achila afterwards. Because you might say, but, meaning, let's say a lefty's making a no mitzvah, Berachas Hananin. We pass him by Berachas Hananin, he's supposed to hold the fruit in your right hand before you make the bracha and you eat it. So should a lefty hold it in his left hand? Right, so, Mistama, yes. So yeah, I don't look up that area. I'm sure there are lefties out there. I think Rabbi Pesach Kron is a lefty, and I think he wrote a whole sefer about Iter Yad, with all the halachas of lefties in every context of halacha. I don't have it, but I think he has a sefer out there. But if you look at Piskei Tshuvos, back in Kuf Pei Gimel, back in the halacha of Koshal Bracha, so he quotes the Magen Avraham asked the Stira on the Shulchan Aruch, and he says then, Vihine, ki im ki a Magen Avraham masik shal maisa kedina Shulchan Aruch hacha yesh lin hog, ki chen pasak harama, b'sim in tefresh in olive, even the Magen Avraham who leans to say that the lefty should hold the Koshal Bracha with his left hand, mi kamako, apitoras hakabala, yesh lahak bitama the lech hazacha yimin da alma. In Kabbalah, it should always go by the right hand, mamish. That's what he quotes from the Ben Ish Chai and the Birkei Yosef. V'yesha kasvu, shekivan shebinigwe matzinu machlokas, ha-Kabbalah tachriya. Because it's not clear in Nigla, you go by Kabbalah. When there's machlokas about Nigla and Nistar, you go by Nigla. But if it's not clear in Nigla what you're supposed to do, then you go by Kabbalah. V'chein yesh lenog l'maisa, v'yikach hakos biyat smolo shehu yamin da alma. Ach, only thing is, if you're worried that what if you're a lefty, you might not be able to hold the coast? It's weak. Especially by benching, gotta hold it for a few minutes. Let's see if he's not able to hold it. So then, okay, what can you do? Then you can switch it like the Shulchan Aruch here. But, that is an interesting question. One should ask their local, posek exactly what they're supposed to do in terms of coast shell bracha. What about a lefty who gets the Torah? What side does he put the Torah on? Right? Yehalalu or Gadzlu? So pashtus, you always try to put it on the right side. The right is more chashuv. So, again, this is something that comes up, but this is, by Kachim for sure, one has to use the right hand. Viter, second to last line now. So, continue with darshaning. What do you learn from Asham according to Rabbi Akiva? So, in the previous, we learned that the Shirin and the Shilya is not Kadosh. What is what does Rabbi Akiva learn from there? Asham. And Tosas comments on all of these, items. Ma asham atzmosa mutarin. Just like an asham, the bones of an asham are mutar. Meaning there's a special din of what you're supposed to do with the meat of an asham and the fats of an asham. What about the bones of a carbon? What are you allowed to do with the bones of a carbon? So by an ola, it's all burnt. But what if something falls off? Or by the other carbonos, what do you do with the bones? So whatever you want. You use the bones for whatever you want. They don't have kedusha. So just like an asham, atzmosa mutarin, so too all its bones are mutter. You learn that from the pasuk. The bones are obviously bones that don't have any moach, don't have any edible parts in them. Period. So we have Rabbi Akiva's source for bam and achulin, that's this extra pasuk. So now we're just asking, so what does Rabbi Akiva do with the pasuk in the Mishnah? For Rabbi Akiva, haiv zavachta pesach my avilei. What does he do with the pasuk from the Mishnah? So he by the way, look at Rav Nachman to Amar Rav Nachman Amar Rabba Bar Avua minayim lamoser hapesach shekarav shlamim. Look at more pesachim. I'm sorry. How do we know that a moser hapesach is karav shlamim? That leftover carbon pesach. Or leftover, we don't know what this means, leftover, but Pashas is, let's say, a week after Pesach. You had a current Pesach that you didn't need. So, how do you know it turns into a shlamim automatically? Shneamar, from that Pasuk. For Zabach, the Pesach, Hashem, Lokecha, Sonu Vakar. Following Pesach, Ba'alam, and Akhvazim, and Minizim. Pesach doesn't come from Bakar. Elamoser, a Pesach, Yehei, Ledavar, Abba, Minat, Sonu, Minat, Bakar. So that's the transition that a Pesach could switch into a shlamim. So we find other areas, this seems to be the most seamless transition. A Pesach to a Shlamim. We've spoken about in the past, what about an Asham to an Ola? Asham shenitak l'ra'aya. Right? Machlokas Rashi Tosis. Whether on a Daraisa level or a Darabana level. An Asham could switch to an Ola. So we find elsewhere that Karbanas could switch. But this is what you have here. It says the Gemara now, V'ha mehacha nafka. Does he learn that from? Thank you very much. Do you learn that from here? Midabu the Shmuel nafka. Dichsiv, imenatzon karbano lezevach shlamim. Didn't we learn that from that pasuk? V'yamar abu the Shmuel, tovar abam menatzon yeh lezevach shlamim. So don't we learn it out from that pasuk? And before we answer that, I'll throw in a third one. V'yakati mehacha nafka, mehasim nafka. You have three psukim. V'yatanya keves, l'rabos is a pesach la'alya. That you have to bring the current Pesach, and you have to burn the roast the whole thing with the tail. And if it says im keves, so we learn out to include even a Pesach that got too old. Of Rashnaso. That's also a Moser Pesach. Vishlamim Abba Machmas Pesach. And we also include the Shlamim that goes with the Pesach, Lachal Mitzvah Shlamim. These items, we'll get to what that is in a minute, the Pasuk's teaching me that even a Pesach Sha'afar Shnaso and a Shlamim that goes with the Pesach are considered Shlamims. Shayitanu Smicha, that they require to be leaned on, Vinesachim are brought with them, Vitnuvas Chazi Vishok. Right, that's a third Pasuk. You have three Psukim to teach me that Moser Pesach becomes a shlamim. Before we answer, let's just finish the brisa. Kshuomer v'im eiz hifzik ha'indian v'im eiz is mafzik limed aleiz she'ina tuna alya. So v'im is mafzik. So by the goat, you don't have to bring the tail. Only by the kevis. But question marks. What do you need three psukim for to teach me this halacha of moser pesach turns into a shlamim? So the Gemara answers tlasak reiksiv. You need three psukim. Chad la'avras. There are three types of cases you could come up with. What if the current Pesach got too old and it's after Pesach? You have both problems. That's one kit pasuk to teach me that becomes a shlamim. And what to teach me for the case where Pesach passed, but it's still young. And what to teach me neither. You have a perfect current Pesach the week before Pesach. And you shecht it. So what is that considered? So, in all those three cases, it's considered a shlamim. And therefore, for example, if you shecht the Pesach a week before Pesach, let's say you shecht it l'shem shlamim, it's kosher. Because it's not a Pesach. It's not a Pesach. So if it's Rechi and you need all three, you need three psukim to teach me all of these. Because I wouldn't have known one from the other. So if I would have had the one that you really, it's too old and the Pesach passed, we should have the Gamri. Because that's totally Nitzche. So surely that becomes a Shlamim. But if it's still young enough, it's just after Pesach, the Chazi la Pesach Sheni, it's still right for Pesach Sheni. So Emelo, I might say that it's not automatically a Shlamim yet. Kamash one it is. The E Ashmin and Avar is one of Lavishna. So and if you only had that case, that Pesach passed, but it's still young enough, the Itchlimi Pesach Rishon. I may say that turns into a Shlamim, because at least it was Nitche somewhat. But if it's the week before Pesach, and it wasn't Nitche at all, the Afilol Pesach Rishon, Nami Chazi, Emalo, Sricha. That's why you need three Psukkah to teach me that the Pesach turns into, the Moser Pesach turns into the Shlamim. Okay, Hadron Lachatod HaYisabah, but first 2 points before we say the Hadron. And that is, what is Pesach Haba'im, Shlamin Haba'im Machmas HaPesach? What does that mean? Avar Shnaso, so we know what it means. But what did that mean in the Brisa? Shlamim that goes with the Pesach. So that is a Machlokas Rishonim, various opinions. Rashi right here in the Ksav Yad says, see on the fifth medium line in Rashi. In the Ksav Yad. Shalom Bal Machmer is a Pesach, Chayinu, Chagigas Yudalei B'Nisan. We know there is every Yontif, you have to bring carbon Chagiga on Yontif. But by Pesach, there's an extra Chagiga brought called Chagigas Yudalei. It's the Chagiga that goes along with the carbon Pesach in order to fill me up before I eat the Pesach, because as we know, the carbon Pesach has to be Nechal Al Hasova, has to be eaten as I become satiated. And therefore, if I only eat a little kazayas of meat, so then I'm not going to become satiated from that. That's why I bring an extra chagiga yudalad. According to many, it's not mechuyav. It's only if you have so many people, you're not going to become full, so you have to bring chagigas yudalad. But that is the same halacha as shlamim, according to this daya. That's what it means, shlamim abo makbas pesach. Tosfos here does not like that pshat. Many times I found over the last couple of prakim that when Tosfos quotes Rashi, he's quoting Rashi in the Ksav Yad. He's quoting that version of Rashi. So to here, he quotes Rashi from earlier in the Masechta, but it's this Ksav Yad also, and he does not like Rashi for various reasons. So Tosfos quotes Moser Pesach means literally Moser Pesach. You had a Karen Pesach. Shlom Abba Machbas Pesach might mean Tumuras Pesach. Tosfos quotes in one day. Or literally Moser Pesach. You had a Karan Pesach that you didn't use. And still the Gemara would call that Shlamim above Machmas. It's Machmas a Pesach, because it's turned into a Shlamim, because it's leftovers. Okay, different answers given. Once we're talking, though, about just one other point, and then we'll do the beginning of the next parak. Once we're talking about the Alya, right, the Pesach with includes the Alya, it's always nice to quote that Gemara at the beginning of Pesachim. That's Gemara about the non-Jew. The Gemara says in Pesachim Adav Gimel Amabez that there was a non-Jew that always faked out the rabbis. He used to go to Yerushalayim and get a piece of the Karan Pesach. And one time he said to Reb Yehuda ben Maseira, he says, that's what I do every year. It's always a fake. And the Karan Pesach is scrumptious. Reb Yehuda ben Maseira says, yeah, did they ever give you from the tail? Did they ever give you a piece of the tail? They're like, he's like, no. He's like, oh, I bet they won't give you the tail. Right? He's setting him up. And then he goes to the Yerushalayim and he says, I want the tail this year. He says, who told you to take the tail? He says, Reb Yehuda ben Maseira. Yehuda ben Maseira, the tail was hukrav on the Mizbeach. It's burned. And they searched after him, and they found out who he was, and they killed him. They killed him. Chayav Misa. That's the tail Gemara. Tail Gemara of Karan Pesach. The big shaila is, why'd they kill him? Why was he Chayav Misa? So he violated the Isra of a non-Jew eating Karan Pesach. Seven Isra Daraisa. That we're not allowed to be machala to them. So, was Chayav Misa? That's a good question, not for now, but that's Gimel Mabez in Maseches Pesachim. But we start the next parak. Says the Gemara, says the Mishnah, Kol Karbonis Atzibur, parak number nine, as we keep marching, 13 prakim in this Pesachta, 13 prakim. Got to think back, there were a lot of ideas, a lot of stops in this parak. Remember, all the tefillin, mezuzahs, that was in this Masechta, even though it seems like many, many eons ago, but that was in this Masechta, not too long ago. Says the Gemara, Karbonos Atzibur Vayachid, all Karbonos, Tzibur and Yachid, Bamin Arz and Chutz La'aretz, they could come from Chutz La'aretz, you can bring animals from Chutz La'aretz, you can bring other minchas from Chutz La'aretz, min ha'chadash min ha'yashem, from newer, from old, chutz min ha'omer, v'shtei alechem, except for the omer and the shtei alechem, she'in abon ela min ha'chadash min ha'aretz, the omer and the shtei alechem, the omer and Pesach, shtei alechem and shvuas, that must come from chadash, new wheat or new barley, respectively, u min ha'aretz, and it must come from Eretz Yisrael. V'kulon einan ba'in ela min ha'muvchar, and it comes from, what's muvchar? It comes from the chosen. What's the chosen? The Ezel Mufkar Shalahem. So now the Mishnah is going to list off where the places were where they brought items from. We're going to have a couple of examples of this in this parak. So first, the Girsa here is questionable, but if you look in the Bach, he changes this to Michmas Vizinucha Alpha Lisoles. The places where they got the finest flour from was Michmas. It's a little Alderach Yericho. Right towards Yericho. If it's they say the biblical michmas is muchmas. It's an Arab village right next to the shuv michmas called muchmas. They say that's the one from the navi. That's where it came from. That's where they got flour from. Assuming it's the same one. And zinocha. That's alpha solas. That's the best solas. Just like the aleph is the first letter of the aleph base. This is the best flour. Shnielam, the second best. Aforayim bebika. That's the second place where they got it from. We're going to have later on where they get the oil from, where they get various items from. But this is the first one. Kol ha'aratzos ha'yiksheiros, ela mikan ha'imavien. Really can bring it from anywhere in Eretz Yisrael, but this is where they brought it from. What is kol ha'aratzos ha'yiksheiros? So it's a huge Rashi. Huge in terms of quality, not quantity. Says Rashi, Kol Ha'aratzos, last one on the Mishnah. Shev Kol Ha'aratzos Eretz Yisrael, Kegon Yehuda, the Ever Hayardain, V'Hagalil, Kshiris. Rashi quotes Ever Hayardain. Right, many areas on Halacha that require Eretz Yisrael, is Ever Hayardain included? So right here, the Gaon Hashas points you to Rashi and Sanhedrin, and the Ran in Nedarim. The Ran in Nedarim Daf Chaf Beis says Beferish that Ever Hayardain is not included in Eretz Yisrael for Omer and Shtei, for the Omer and the Shtei Lechem. So it's Machlokas Rishonim, whether Ever Hayardain is included, but you have to look at various areas of Halacha that Halachas that only apply in Eretz Yisrael. So does Eg Arufa? Does Eg Arufa apply in Eber Yardin? Does this? So Eber Yardin, there's a different, every area of Allah has to be looked at, but there's an important Rashi right here that includes it. If you want to look up something, a source that quotes all the other sources, the Birkei Yosef in Taf Pei Tes, right there, in Hilchos Sefiras Omer, he has six pages. Six pages relating to whether Eber Yardin is included or not. Says the Gemara, Mazizilogi Aitana. Our Mishnah is not like the following Tana. Our Mishnah that says it must come from new and Eretz Yisrael is not like the following Tana, the Tanya, because the Brisa says, Omer Abamana Yashan Kosher, the Omer that comes from Yashan, B'diavad is kosher, Shealachal Abosman Yashan Ksheiros, Ela Shechiser Mitzvah. You're missing Golach Achila. We're assuming that the Mishnah holds its Ma'akev, and here the Brisa is saying it's not Ma'akev. Omer Dechsev, how do you know that it's okay B'diavad? Omer Dechsev, Takriv has been Chazbikarecha, Be'afilim in Aliyah. Takriv, bring it! Even from your attic! Even if it's old, shtealachem dechsev mi moshvo sechem taviyu v'lo min chutzlaretz mi moshvo sechem v'yafilu min ha'aliyah. Even from your attic, so Gemara says ha'afikte. How can you learn moshvo sechem two halachas from moshvo sechem? So Amar Kra taviyu v'afilu min ha'aliyah. No, you'll learn it from the word taviyu. Gemara says 1 second. Let me boil this. Shakol shata maybe mimakam acher harikazeh. 1 second, we already used that. We already used Taviyu to teach me Halacha that we had earlier. That anything that you bring from another place, meaning all other grains are usur until you bring the new grains. So the Gemara says, "Ein kein lechtov kra Tavi. My Taviyu, Shmamina, Tarti." That teaches me both. I've oxiv Rashis. Rashis, gotta be Rashis, gotta be first. Le mitzvah, that's only lechatchila. Hoksiv chadasha, says new. How can the Brisa say otherwise? Haimi boile, look at the Tanya. Rabbi Nosson, Rabbi Kiva, Amru. Shtealechem abos menayashon ksheros. Umani mekayim chadasha. Shtei chadasha lechalamanachas. It should be chadasha. It brings bidi eved. It's yashon, bring yashon. But what's chadasha? That it should be the first mincha that you bring. Chadasha l'kalamanachas, but not that it has to bring bilak. What does that mean? Rashi in the last line: Shafila menayashan tia kodemes l'kalamanachas habos menachadash. You can't bring anything from the new grain until you bring the omer and the shi'alachem. But the eved that itself could be from the yashan, but it's still chadash to everything else. So again, this is machlokes between the Mishnah and the Braisa in terms of bidi eved, can you have yashan? Tomorrow we'll have to see the Rambam Shita. The Rambam seems to have a difficult Shita, what the Rambam paskens. Okay, and then we will continue in the new perek relating to Kol Karbonos Tzipor. Okay, we'll stop here. It's still unclear. We'll figure out. There might be a shir tonight. Might not be. If not tomorrow night, there'll be Parsha Shavua shir, but that is, we'll figure out about tonight.